This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name?
Beat Mix.
Don't be a loser.
Tuesday?
I know,
yeah.
Right?
Jeez.
I was hoping it was Thursday, and I was wrong.
Longest week ever.
But I do have good news. Who's ready to play Beat Migs?
I am.
I think it's good.
I'd be very disappointed if you weren't. Today we have Jeff from Puyallup on the line. Jeff, are you there?
I sure am.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Fine.
For those playing at home, Jeff only has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Jeff?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right. What does the internet abbreviation IKR mean?
I know, right?
Yeah. How many how many playing pieces does each player begin with in backgammon?
How many pieces? 12.
No.
16.
No.
10.
Nope. It's 1 p.m. in Miami. What time is it in New York?
1 p.m.
Yeah, correct. How many community cards are there in a hand of Texas Hold'em?
2, 3.
Nope.
Community cards. Texas, 5.
Yeah.
Nice.
The Astros is a professional baseball team from what city?
Houston.
Yep. What actor played Tug Speedman in the comedy Tropic Thunder?
Oh, that was Ben Stiller.
Yeah. Rachel McAdams played Regina George in what 2004 movie?
The Notebook?
Nope.
What the heck? Wedding Crashers?
Nope.
Pass.
Topaz is what month's birthstone?
December, January, February.
Nope. All right. That is one, two, three, four, five.
Not bad.
All right. We'll see how Steve will do. I mean,
don't
like you
know
said,
if it's good enough.
It's been a long week for him, and it's only Tuesday.
Yeah, that's very true.
But we shall see if he has what it takes. Sorry, I got into my movie voice there. Steve?
Yes?
Are you ready?
Ah, yes!
What does the internet abbreviation IKR mean?
I know, right?
Oh, my God, yes. How many playing pieces does each player begin with in backgammon?
Backgammon?
Backgammon.
No. 10?
No.
12?
No.
6?
No.
9?
No. It is 1 p.m. in Miami. What time is it in New York?
1 p.m.
Correct. How many community cards are there in a hand of Texas Hold'em?
3.
No.
2.
No.
6.
No.
Oh.
The Astros is a
professional. 5.
Yeah, they're right.
Ah, you guys beat me. I did beat you in Texas Hold'em, too.
The Astros is a professional baseball
Houston.
Team. Yep, there you go. What actor played Tug Speedman in the comedy Tropic Thunder?
Tug Speedman. I'm going to go Robert Downey Jr.
No.
Who else was in that? Seth Rogen?
No.
I can't remember who's in Tropic Thunder. This is going to... Oh, man. Tom Cruise.
No.
Oh.
Rachel McAdams played Regina George in what 2004 movie?
That was Regina, I believe. Is that no.
Pardon me?
Oh, it wasn't in Canada, so no.
I don't know.
Oh,
come on.
Wow.
What? Twilight?
No.
Tropic Thunder.
Was that Mean Girls?
Yes, it was Mean Girls. Regina George.
I thought you were going to get that one, too.
I don't remember names.
Well, wow. Steve, you got 3 correct, which is a loss.
Wow. That is a shocker. Wow, Jeff, I didn't know you would be a winner, but you're a winner, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
have a good
buddy.
Day, everybody.
You
all
too.
Right, take it easy, pal. Well, there you go. And Steve, well, hold on. Let's see what we have for you right over here. I think it's this one right here.
Does anybody know how many playing pieces does each player begin with in backgammon?
I really don't.
15.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't think I've ever played backgammon.
I don't think I know what backgammon is.
I just had to Google it just to see if I could. Oh, I've seen that. I have no idea how to play it.
Yeah, same.
It always just looked like really confusing to me, so I'm like, I'd rather just play checkers.
Yeah, I still don't even know how to play checkers, so you're good on that.
Do you know how to play any game?
No.
Okay, fair enough. You did finally get the Texas Hold'em 5. What actor played Tug Speedman in the comedy Tropic Thunder?
This one was one of the ones that he got, mm-hmm. So Steve, yeah.
Who was it?
Oh, I was seeing if you had another guess, but it's Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller.
He was one of the other main ones, like the main one.
Yes, I'm aware of that now.
Now. All right, well, can you guess one that you didn't even get to? Topaz is what month's birthstone?
Topaz. I'm going to go August.
Nope.
September.
Nope.
That sounds July.
No, November.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know how. I don't think you could have Ken Jennings that. I don't know how you could have done that.
I feel like if you
clearly couldn't Steve Miggs it.
Yeah.
Clearly not. Well, that's it for today.
I don't know if you guys have seen this Ask Men forum online. Someone raised an interesting question. What's something that's traditionally masculine, but as a man, you actually hate?
Ooh.
Ooh. I think pretty much almost every masculine thing in my life I've hated.
Wow.
When I growing up in the 60s, because you know I was never considered the masculine man, so it's like all the stuff that you're supposed to know how to do. I'm like, yeah, I'm not good at that. Nope, that's not me. That's not me. It's like, wow, I don't know. You know, I don't know what I am, but I guess I'm not a masculine man.
How about fixing anything or like having tools? Like that was always something that like, was like, yo, you need a toolbox if you're a man. It's like, no, I'm good.
My wife actually has a toolbox, and you know,
yeah, same with my girlfriend; she has her own.
Yeah,
I like
she's
fixing
the one that was
minor
responsible
things.
For all the stuff. And like, I have none of that.
The little things, I feel like I accomplished something, but it's like screwing something in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and then like I have like a drill, and I was like trying to use it to do something in our backyard, and I realized I hadn't used it in so long that even charging the battery's power was like all of a minute, and it died. I'm like, man, this just shows I have not used this thing in a very long time.
Yeah.
It's like it's run its course. I have to get a new one. And I'm like, I can't justify getting a new one if I haven't used this one in like 5 years.
I had a buddy that was trying to.
You can have one of my old ones, Steve. No big deal.
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
Yeah,
I have a bunch.
He outmans us in all that department.
That's true, actually.
I had a buddy of mine who is a very successful guy as far as in the world of business, and he got a gift where he had to drill something into the wall, and he was like, this is the worst portable drill I've ever seen because it wasn't drilling anything, and he called his friend over, and he says, well, the first thing we got to do is we got to take it out of reverse and put it in the proper
dude,
mode.
Dude, so, that's hilarious.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I was just thinking, like, watch, he has the switch that's going the wrong direction.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I wouldn't have known myself. I would have been like, this is the best piece of crap. I'm throwing it out.
Yeah, because it still will drill a little bit because it's spinning. But then all of a sudden you realize it's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Not going the right way.
So someone said, what about being into and knowing about sports?
Ooh, you know, that you would think that would be list too. And as I'm looking, I am not seeing sports on the list either, which is so... You know, maybe because so many women are now into sports, so it's not really a male masculine thing anymore. Like, so many women are into sports.
If that was going to be my thing, it was golf.
Oh, yeah, like, golf.
That's
yeah.
a good
Every
call.
Dude I know. I have a lot of buddies that love golf. Yeah. And I don't, I mean, love it all you want. I don't care. But, like, don't try and get me to go out there. Like, I've been invited so many times. And every time I say no, with the exception of a couple buddies where they're just like, yeah, we get it. You don't like it. Like, yeah. no big deal. But, like, some buddies are, like, trying to be like, I can't believe you don't like golf. Like, come on, man. It's like, yeah, have you even tried it? I'm like, yes, I tried it and came to the deduction that I hate golf.
Yep. Feels like it's an old white guy thing. I don't know, man. You know, it feels like more and more old people are like the golf people, whereas I don't know how many younger people, like just in general, are getting into it.
I got guys
I know
in their 20s, yeah. man, all types
still,
of dudes.
So they're still doing it.
We did the top golf thing in Oregon for a buddy's bachelor party, and everyone's like, are you going to play? I'm like, no, I'm totally cool just eating and drinking and watching you guys play. I got no problem being here. I'm not swinging that golf club.
Yeah,
unless
yeah.
you can
so
aim for like another human and then it becomes like a fun game. But like yeah. that's frowned upon.
That's the only kind of golf that I like to play. Is
shooting
top
at humans?
Golf. Yes, that too.
Oh.
No, the top golf is because, and I had never played it before, and we went and I got the highest score and I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing. But it was kind of that, like I got to troll my friends who were actually good golf players. Like, ha ha!
That was one time I remember going for a golfing adventure with some buddies, and I was like, I'm not playing. I'll just hang out and drink. And so it got to the point, though, where I just hung out, rode in the golf cart with them, and then when we got close to the hole, I'd take out a ball on my club, and I would just play mini golf. I would just do putts just for fun.
Jeez.
And they're just like, this is what it's we've gotten
so,
to.
Yeah, they're so frustrated with you. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, they didn't care. They just thought it was hilarious because I was just drunk trying to sink a ball, and even then I still sucked at it.
So I have to say, we're failing this list as far as like what's considered the like a masculine Ooh. Thing that you actually hate to do.
I'm not a fan of brown liquor, and that seems to be like
Ooh. Oh whiskey.
Yeah. Anything that's like really just vodka or tequila. That's about it for me when it comes to like alcohol.
Yeah, I was taught how to drink brown liquor, and so it made it a little better.
You were
so
butt chugging it for the longest time.
Yeah, I was butt chugging.
So awkward.
Well,
use your mouth.
Every time we went to our radio convention in Chicago,
awkward.
It works for me with white liquor, so that's why I felt like, why can't brown liquor be the same way? But no, apparently
it's impressive though he can do a handstand.
It's true.
Yeah. Hey, listen, buddy, when you give me that brown liquor, I'll do what you want.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a guy near Toronto who got pulled over on Wednesday for driving while playing a flute with both hands. And that's not a euphemism.
Are you sure?
I know. Yeah. The texts are suggesting it's a different type of flute, but no.
No.
It's an actual flute that you could get at the flute store. Flutes are us.
Flutes are us, all right.
Yeah, he was sitting at a red light playing along to a song on his iPod.
Hopefully Aqualung.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the case. And the light changed. And, yeah, okay, you're sitting at a light, okay, maybe you're playing your flute, fine. But then when the light changed, he continued to play as he started driving again. And, yeah, that definitely is not cool.
And I'm looking at the picture, the cops posted a picture of the flute, and insert jokes here, but it's not like the typical flute you usually see. It's a wood flute.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Looks almost like a recorder.
Yeah, definitely.
The wood flute, huh, boys?
Yeah, that's what you're calling it. How about some cops happened to be out doing distracted driving enforcement, and then they saw Wood Flute Boy and pulled him over?
Do you think someone's punking them? They're like, they're just checking to see if we're really looking for distracted drivers. Like, if I'm like a cop on distracted driver detail, I'm like, someone's putting that guy up to it to see if we notice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you want to look at them, you go, really? I mean, this is what you're doing on distracted? Okay, pal. How about this? They don't know the song, Steve. So we'll say it was Aqualung. They couldn't provide that information.
They couldn't ask the guy, hey, what were you playing?
Maybe it was so bad that they couldn't figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or he said it, and they're just like, we have no idea what song that is.
So they gave the guy a ticket, told him not to flute and drive again, which I think that's a great move. Flute and drive. Now, I don't know if you guys know Pete Holmes. He's a comic, and he recently shared a funny story during his stand-up show about a driver playing the flute.
This actually happened. I was in a cab, just a regular cab in New York City, on the highway. We're going about 60 miles an hour. Driver starts driving with his knees. And then he leans over to the passenger seat, opens a case of some sort, takes out a flute. He took out a flute, a two-handed wind instrument, and started playing the flute. Just like, do-do-do-do-do. And I get it. It's hard to find practice time. I understand. And I had to lean forward, and I said, I can't believe I have to say this, but could you please not play the flute? He acted like I was crazy. He's like, what? What's your problem? What's your problem? Do-do-do. What's your problem? Admit it. I caught you. I caught you flute-handed. Just say you're sorry. The giveaway was the flute music. I'm sitting in the back like, that sounds live.
He says flute funny.
Flute.
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 Flute. Flute. That's probably why I looked at you weird. Like, why are you saying flute? Flute.
Yeah, that's awesome. Caught him flute-handed.
That'd be funny if it was the actual same person. That's the guy. I did a whole thing about him.
What are people thinking? I mean, really, I know in your own brain you think this is a good idea, but like you should have been trained as a child, as a young adult. Yeah, you don't play the flute while driving. You just don't do that. You need at least one hand on the wheel. You'd like to see both hands on the wheel, not no hands on the wheel.
Like, again, if you hear a song and you're feeling it, you grab like your maracas and start playing with one hand.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's one-handed. You're
right.
All set. Yeah.
Right. You could do that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, like in his brain, he thought it was a good idea. How even in your brain do you think that's a good idea? You know what I mean? Like at what point did you say, yeah, screw it, the flute's coming out?
Yeah, and again, we're talking about a real flute, by the way. That's important to,
Well, I'm sure people have seen that other one.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
I'm sure we'll get some stories.
Oh, yeah. Drivers in Canada, they saw someone playing a real flute with both hands. So based on this, we want you to fill in this sentence. I can't believe I saw blank while driving. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Bobby in DuPont, you are on the Rock.
Hey, awesome. Good morning, everyone.
Hey,
Bobby. What you got for us, man?
Okay, so this was maybe 2 or 3 years back. I can't remember specifically, but I do remember I was living in Japan at the time. So I'm driving one morning. God knows what I was doing, but I was stuck in traffic. And I look over, and there's this fellow with an iPad or something like that mounted to the dash, and he is watching a full-blown pornographic video.
Wow.
And now, like you all were discussing earlier, both hands were on the steering wheel. I just couldn't believe that I witnessed, like, oh, wow, that is horribly distracting what this fellow is watching right here.
I wonder if, since he wasn't doing the untoward to himself, I wonder, Steve, do you think maybe this guy was, just trying to, instead of a cup of coffee, this is how he
stay
got
awake
going in the morning?
Maybe he was just getting a little sleepy, and he's like, this will perk me up.
Yeah.
That's a very aggressive thing to do, though. You would think, like,
yeah,
you need to have the greatest tint on your windows, like to the point where it's like almost like they're painted black. Otherwise, I don't know, man. Like, I can never, even in my house, like if I was like even thinking of like putting on an adult film on like the big screen, like in your living room.
Oh, right.
Because I'm just afraid like a neighbor will walk by and like, see through the kitchen or something like that. I'm just like, yeah, not taking that chance.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right. You need no windows in that room. That's why you need, one of those TV rooms, Steve, like a viewing room.
Oh, someone just texted in. That was me. Theater. Sorry, guys. I was tired.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about Japanese culture because I've never lived there, been there. So I don't know if it's not as big of a deal as it would be here. But boy, it would be a big deal here if somebody was just watching porn in their car for everybody to see.
One of the most popular ones on texting, this guy sums up great. Jared from Arlington, I saw somebody eating a bowl of cereal while driving. I almost dropped my flute when I had to take a second look.
Very nice.
A lot of cereal eaters, though.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Joe Dredd, you are in Seattle. You're on the Rock.
Good morning, my favorite morning people.
What's up?
Hey, Joe. All right. So, Joe, you've lived a life, my friend. What have you seen on the road?
Well, this story goes back to when I was a teenager. We're talking late 70s. I'm in a car heading down 99 with my buddies, and we're just past the Aurora Bridge, where the you got that cement median that separates the two sides.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
And coming the other direction, couldn't believe I saw this: a car that was hauling a boat on a trailer. It's probably like about a 16 to 20 foot boat. Well, this trailer came detached from the car.
Oh.
And did this squirrely thing where it started to go across the lanes, and then it came back, hit that median, and that boat came off the trailer and rolled across all the lanes.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and here I was going 50 miles an hour the opposite direction, so I couldn't stick around to see what happened. But I'm like, wow, did you guys just see that? And they're like, yeah, we all saw it, Joe. Calm down.
Yeah, boy, you were, you know, and I'd be like, I'm glad I'm going in the other direction, and this is nowhere near me having to be involved with it. Wow.
Exactly.
Because that's Final Destination right there. You know what I mean? That is like, okay, there's a boat. And it's ironic. That would be something that Alanis Morissette could put in her song. You're driving on the freeway and you get killed by a boat. You know, that would be, I mean, I had something fall off a truck and hit me recently that left like a mark on my windshield. And there was nothing you could
do. Do you know what it was?
It was some debris. It was like, you know, somebody didn't secure their load, and it was a giant truck. And I think it might have been like a ceiling or maybe some wall. It was like a wall or ceiling and a kind of a thing. And I was like, man, I am happy that my windshield is tough, because I thought, I don't know what this thing is. It's coming at me, but there's nothing I can do. Hopefully it doesn't break the windshield or come through. And yeah, it didn't dent the windshield, didn't crack it or anything, I should say, but it did leave a white mark that I can't get off. I can't get, I've
scrubbed it. Is it on the driver's side or the passenger side?
Passenger side.
Who cares?
But dude,
that's how I am whenever I get like a little crack on the windshield. I'm like, I could live with that one. It's only going to bother my wife.
You know who I thought of? I thought of you. I was like, oh my God, is this my moment like Steve? And, you know, is Steve Rabel going to go? But thankfully,
Miggs was okay.
That's right. I was. Thank you, Steve Rabel.
Yeah.
I mean, when the pipe went through the windshield.
Yeah, dude.
That was so crazy, because it was almost like slow motion watching like that thing coming towards me, and like, just like, oh man, just a few more inches and it could have been really gnarly. Thankfully, it hit the passenger side, but I wasn't able to keep the windshield. Like at that point, I did need to replace it because there was a giant hole from a pipe.
Oh, but it's the passenger side. Yeah. But all right. You know, that's
I always hate that when
for.
You drive behind like a big truck and you're like, it's just a matter of time before they kick a rock up. Oh, there it is. Crack my windshield. Great. Yeah. That's just awesome.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Amanda in Linwood, you are on the Rock.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good morning, Amanda. What's the craziest thing you've seen on the side of, or while driving on the road?
So I was driving through Portland a couple years ago, and I came up to a stoplight, and there was a bus stop, and I look over to the bus stop, and there must have been this guy who was about 90 pounds wet, and this woman on top of him, you know, just sitting on his lap. She must have been pushing 300 pounds. And
whoa!
And the guy had his hand wrapped around on the front of her pants in it, and they were just going to town, doing the dirty at the bus stop.
Yeah.
That guy's got strong quads, I'll tell you that. You know what? His quad game must be amazing.
Right?
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Sean in Port Townsend, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Hey, Sean, what about you? What is it you saw while driving?
Well, I'm a truck driver, and as I was going down 405 South in Renton, I look over to the left of me, and I see a woman working two breast pumps.
Oh, there we
go. Right there.
Wow.
And it was great, because she didn't look so mean. I'm looking at her, and she just smiles, waves, and just kept doing what she was doing. But like, she was pretty full, so I was thinking she needed to get them done.
Yeah.
Dude, we've had a few people text in about the breast pump thing. And, you know, when you hit a point, it's like you need to get that out of your system.
Yep.
So I guess it would be like one of those things where it's like, I don't care if I'm driving. On the flip side, I always think it's weird. Not weird, but it's like always crazy when like you're driving and you look at someone like, what are they blowing into? And like, oh, it's one of those blow and go things. Like, but like that's because you're like, I'm like, what in the world is that person doing in the car? I'm like, oh, it's that.
You thought they were practicing maybe for a little later evening entertainment?
I had no idea. Maybe? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to get your game down. You know, you always got to get your reps in. Yeah. That's awesome.
I see your daughter's in the room there.
Oh, well.
Sarah.
Yeah, is it going to be about what you've done on the road or something you've seen?
It's something I've seen.
Okay,
don't worry.
Good.
Don't
good.
Worry. Jeez. I once saw a woman shaving her legs while driving.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No.
One leg was doing the gas and the brake and whatnot, and then the other one was like on the dash, shaving cream and all.
No.
Yeah. I was like, wow, she must like have a date to go to or something where this is very important to get done right
that
now.
That seems highly dangerous.
I mean, on a way lower level, I never get when I see someone look over and they're driving and you just see like one of their feet up on the wind, like on the dash.
Oh, just chilling?
Yeah, I'm just like, how is that comfortable while driving? That just seems like, I mean, granted, I'm tall, so maybe that's why I'm like, I don't think my leg would fit. But
yeah,
it's
probably
such
not.
A weird thing. And on top of it, this person's shaving their legs.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, it's very dangerous, but slightly impressive.
Because I've seen people use like the personal, like the face shaver. But it's like one of those ones where it's like you just keep running it over your face. It doesn't matter if you're not going to cut yourself probably.
Yeah. You know? I've seen girls do makeup too, like their eyeliner and mascara as well.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Dude, how about this texture saw on northbound 405 during rush hour? He saw this girl. She had her hands in the air and her hair. She was braiding her hair.
What?
Doing the speed limit, crossed over all lanes of traffic from the right side to the left side, all while braiding her hair.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not cool. I mean, congratulations, you did it and didn't hurt anybody, but man, now it makes me wonder when I see some people that, you know, are zipping across lane and like not using their directional. Are they braiding their hair? Is that what's going on? Okay.
They got to look good to wherever they're going.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's good time management, I guess.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you file the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.